This is a summary of using open data to detect organized crime threats by bestbookbriefings.com. Using open data to detect organized crime threats, factors driving future crime. By Henrik Legend Larsen, Jose Maria Blanco, Raquel Pastor, Ronald R. Yeager. Part 1. Key concepts: organized crime as a framework concept. The subject of organized crime has traditionally attracted the attention of experts and laypersons. However, it is a particularly difficult field from an academic perspective, and very limited results have been accomplished in comparison with other areas of crime. In the early decades, research was generally more descriptive and offered scarce empirical results that could be used to support theoretical constructions. By contrast, in the last decades, there have been more empirical studies in the field of organized crime, although the results are still a long way from reaching the theoretical conclusions of other areas of crime. The reasons for this are threefold. A. This is a new area in comparison with others. B. The empirical investigation of these organizations is especially complicated and sometimes dangerous, and the risks involved limit the possibility of studying and accessing samples which can be used to further develop our knowledge in these fields. C. Finally, the results of the research to date are just theoretical developments that enforcement officers or politicians find difficult to apply when taking decisions on the matter. The concept of organized crime is complex and comprises numerous dimensions, all of which are relevant for its existence and development. Scientific research in the field has gone through numerous phases aimed at knowing more about a phenomenon that is difficult to encompass in full. Currently, we can say that we have now overcome that phase of uncertainty and we now know the problem we are facing well. However, we are still lacking numerous key insights to be able to design efficient preventative and repressive mechanisms. With regard to measuring, we lack the instruments to provide a reliable international measurement to correctly measure this phenomenon's multiple dimensions periodically. The existing measuring tools are limited and address specific dimensions and not organized crime in full. There are still many unanswered questions. We need to analyze macro-social theories in depth to identify the factors that facilitate organized crimes so that they can ultimately become effective measures for prevention and repression. From an individual point of view, we need to make more progress on the explanations applicable to the criminal typology of adults. These explanations should identify the appeal, continuance and discontinuance factors of the criminal career of these subjects. We now know that it is different to common crime and that traditional inferences regarding criminology far from effectively explain this crime typology. This is the right time to widen the search in this field and provide adequate responses to what are the risk and protection factors for this type of crime, or what are the criminal careers for organized crime members like, or which are the most effective desistance factors for that type of professional criminality. Measuring organized crime. Complexities of the quantitative and factorial analysis. The organized crime phenomenon will face some new dangers, but also new opportunities. This is why it is important to think about the future challenges towards security policies. As the emerging forms of crime are improving, there must be an increased specialization in instruments against organized crime. This requires the overcoming of classic paradigms, and it aims for innovative answers. The simple policy and legal reaction will not work if it is not accompanied by social, economic, educational, environmental, and legal initiatives. It seems that criminology studies are at a disadvantage. Those with the ability to clarify the field of study, delinquents and, to a lesser extent, members of different organizations, services and other security institution forces, are not willing to do so, at least in a scientific way. Therefore, the problem finds its ignorance-based origin in the complexity of organized crime, but also in the existence of multiple academics interested in avoiding the problem. The issue gets worse because of the assumption of organized crime as a non-empirical reality that can be simply measured with positivist criteria. As a social construct, it changes and evolves depending on social interests and perceptions in a particular social and political moment. This complicates the possible comparisons that could be made in the long run. If there is an important current criminal behavior, tomorrow it could be the opposite. It also complicates all possible analysis based on comparisons between geographical areas, especially towards manifestations of organized crime. These circumstances must act as a motivation to promote scientific and criminological work. The study requires the use of an analysis investigation technique based on transparent, open methodologies. The main objective is to elaborate public policies by those who are in charge and to determine the security strategies to have a reliable framework of organized crime as a consequence of a real diagnosis of causes and effects. The purpose of the ensemble of indicators is to foster evaluation and measure methodologies of organized crime. It is also used for facilitating detection and identification of any possible criminal success opportunity. Part 2. Methodology. Scanning of open data for detection of emerging organized crime threats. The EPOALICE project. Open data provides an important source for detecting organized crime threats, emerging threats, as well as likely future threats. Such detection depends on an ongoing monitoring and analysis of the relevant open data sources. To filter out the potentially relevant information, we look for the development of crime-relevant factors, CRF, in the external environment, political, economic, social, etc. Due to the huge amount of open data and limited human resources, this process needs to be supported by a system that can efficiently and effectively scan the open data sources and can filter and interpret the data into useful information for strategic analysis. An approach to such a system is provided by the EPOALICE project, www.epoalice.eu, that developed and provided proof of concept of an advanced solution. EPOALICE is the acronym for Early Pursuit Against Organized Crime Using Environmental Scanning, the Law and Intelligence Systems. It is a project co-funded by the European Union, EU, under its 7th Framework Programme for Research and Development, FP7. It was granted as a result of the 5th Security Research Call of this programme, FP7 SEC 20121. As an answer to a topic within the activity security and society and within the area foresight, SCE scenarios and security as an evolving concept. The topic addressed by the EPOALICE project was developing an efficient and effective environmental scanning system as part of the early warning system for the detection of emerging organized crime threats. Though a full solution was not developed, the project provided a comprehensive analysis of the problem to better understand it, from legal, privacy and ethical point of views, and to provide a foundation for development of privacy-preserving solutions, technical and organizational, as needed for deployment of such systems. The main conclusions after the final review of the project can be summarized as: overall, it can be concluded that the end user's evaluation of the proposed environmental scanning system was positive. There was a great interest among end users to further develop the system prototype into a useful product, given that the system demonstrated was found good and interesting, but not fit for usage in its delivered form. A possible further development towards a matured product should address the possibility to include, together with the current EPOALICE framework, Environ mental scanning for strategic use, also the support of investigative and operational use. For the proper inclusion of social media, especially for investigative use, a possible additional development must include further legal and ethical analysis, linked to the technological development. It may further include proposing a standard for privacy security in such systems, considering the results of this analysis. Foresight and the future of crime: advancing environmental scanning approaches. Foresight is the practice of analyzing how changes that might happen in the future may affect organizational structures, policies, value chains, etc., and how to adapt accordingly. People acknowledge that time, technology and other developments change the world we live in, yet when we prepare for the future, forecasters have a tendency to make more cautious, even conservative, forecasts based on mainstream present development trajectories, which results in a more of the same type of scenario. The world changes as new technologies are invented and new business models appear as a response to the changes. Crime is no different. Organized crime groups, OCG, are in many aspects like any other business, and will behave according to rational business needs and are hence governed by market dynamics, enterprise, and the pursuit of profit. They can then be analyzed using conventional economic models. When new technologies appear that can aid criminals in their pursuit of profit, they will use them. If new technologies appear that helps law enforcement crack down on criminals, OCGs will try to counter this new threat to their enterprise by adapting and using defensive tactics and maybe using other new technologies to counter the evolving threat from law enforcement. The use of foresight can thus be used in relation to crime in the same ways foresight is used in many other areas. A brief literature survey suggests that there already exists substantial noteworthy research on several relevant areas, such as the regularly referenced intelligence-led policing, a process model with an organizational infrastructure to support how policing in general should be conducted, and the concept of predictive policing, the desire to use analytical technology to predict, using statistics, places for police to pay attention, are becoming more widespread. End users in the expansive and diverse form of intelligence, crime and security analysts to higher-level commanders, customers, clients and consumers to other policy to decision-makers can learn much in terms of at least starting or beginning tips and leads from harnessing these studies. However, this is only part of the overall story. Much is now ready for a further investigative follow-up, such as for more robust, even prosecution-viable, evidence acquisition purposes, launching future intelligence-led operations, and so forth. The rationale for engaging in and expending energy on examining these warning enterprises is also starkly obvious for foresight and providing insights into the future of crime. Foresight buys precious response time and, in matters of national security, prescience provides a vital strategic edge over potential enemies, as well as an enhanced capacity for leadership in the face of common threats. Big data fighting organized crime threats while preserving privacy. Security can be defined as non-attendance of danger at a state level, as well as at a societal level with reference to the citizens forming the society. Trust plays a vital role in democratic societies in which citizens and governmental authorities interact freely with one another in an open manner. However, such trustful relations are hard to build and constitute important goods in open societies, yet at the same, they may easily come under pressure if we do not carefully consider ways to balance technology-based crime-fighting initiatives with citizens' right to privacy. In attempting to restrain organized crime and prevent formation of more resilient criminal systems, it is important that law enforcement agencies, LEAs, are equipped with tools enabling them to respond proactively to future crime challenges and safeguard public security. Here, big data-powered environmental scanning systems operating in tandem with human domain expertise, such as, for instance, the EPOLIS system, may improve LEAs' capabilities for countering organized crime. Consequently, such systems may provide tools for strategic long-term planning, in which looking into the horizon can assist LEAs in the formation of hypotheses about future crime scenarios and emerging crime trends. In the context of such security technologies, one cannot exaggerate the importance of developing systems while applying a privacy-preserving design framework for balancing data privacy and data utility. In continuation thereof, once such systems are in place in LEA organizations, these efforts have to be accompanied by regular privacy impact assessments and privacy awareness training of staff. It should be visible to individuals how their data are used in cases in which their privacy is traded off for state security by implementation of surveillance technologies. It is still important to reach out to raise public awareness about such systems in order to facilitate informed decision-making and foster democratic dialogue about their usage. Otherwise, citizens may form false beliefs and gradually lose trust in LEAs and government authorities and their abilities to protect individuals from informational wrongdoing. People gladly contribute to their own deprivatization, but at the same time, they fear government surveillance. The main reason for this attitude toward LEAs or governmental surveillance activities is, of course, that governments can put you to jail, and therefore it is of utmost importance to adhere to a precautionary principle when developing security technologies for lease, bearing in mind Benjamin Franklin's well-known quote, "Those who surrender freedom for security will not have, nor do they deserve, either one." Horizon scanning for law enforcement agencies, identifying factors driving the future of organized crime. Contemporary crime is significantly challenging the capacity and capability of law enforcement agencies, LEAs, across the world. Criminal investigations being conducted today have a far-reaching transnational dimension which substantially increases their complexity. These organized crime groups, OCGs, are becoming increasingly networked in their organization and behavior. Through advances in international trade, an ever-expanding global transport infrastructure and the rise of the internet and mobile communication have all served to engender a more international and interconnected form of serious and organized crime. Contemporary criminals act undeterred by geographic boundaries and can no longer be easily associated with specific regions or centers of gravity. Despite this, ethnic kinship, linguistic and historic ties still remain important factors for building bonds and trust between criminals, and these factors often determine the composition of the core OCGs. An important aspect of the fight against organized crime is the ability to detect and disrupt OCGs through proactive and preventative interventions. This approach requires LEAs to improve the ways in which they can identify early signs, signals and indicators that warn them of the emergence of OCG criminality. The world is being reinvented by open sources. Publicly available information can be used by a variety of individuals and organizations to expand a broad spectrum of objectives, and LEAs are increasingly making effective use of this free and accessible source of information. The implementation and execution of environmental scanning, ES, tools raises acute concerns for existing data storage capacity, together with the ability to share and analyze large volumes of data and to positively act upon the information discovered. LEAs must ensure that their access and use of publicly available information through ES tools is within national and international legal frameworks, which provides legitimacy and confidence that ES is being used appropriately. The accessibility of open sources of intelligence, OSINT, and the introduction of ES capabilities will also require the rigorous review and potential overhaul of existing intelligence models and associated processes to ensure all in authority are ready to exploit the operational advantages that ES of OSINT can yield. Macro-environmental factors driving organized crime. Criminal phenomena are more a question of evolution and adaptation than novelty. Criminal groups easily identify the strategic and operational opportunities created by the environment and exploit gaps and disconnects, taking advantage of the situation given its decentralized structures, the absence of norms and values in their actions, and the availability of large economic resources and specialized human resources, lawyers, experts in finance and taxes, money launderers, hackers, technology developers. Modern societies face asymmetric threats due to the flexibility of the criminal world. To tackle this threat, states and international organizations need to have consensus, compliances, and fidelity to democratic principles, which limits their ability to anticipate and to fight against criminal actions. Organized crime has an evolving environment that will facilitate its action and its development in the coming years. A higher degree of international disorder, new routes and economic opportunities, criminal globalization, changes in markets and consumption habits, and technological advances will shape the future. This is a future in which the fusion between organized crime and other figures, terrorism, insurgencies, will grow. The fight against organized crime requires moving from risk management to opportunities management. The development of intelligence capabilities and the application of methodologies to improve knowledge of the criminal phenomenon, with the support of new technologies for information management, are the main tools for the detection and mitigation of the present and future criminal activity. Extracting future crime indicators from social media. The recent economic climate has imposed budget reductions for many police departments, which have to do more and more with less. Predictive policing allows to anticipate crimes and consequently a better management of police staff. Other activities, like marketing or competitive intelligence, developed efficient tools to predict and classify consumers' behaviors. Similar data analysis methods can be used for predictive policing. Data involved in predictive policing studies come from heterogeneous sources and allow many different analytical techniques, like data mining, crime mapping, geospatial forecasting, or social network analysis. To be efficient, predictive policing needs to increase and diversify the number of data sources and use some local data, such as demographic or sociological data. Data involved in predictive policing can be public, private, individual, confidential, and so on. They may be sensitive, which requires an ethically sound framework. Among other factors, open circulation of goods and persons, but also the internet, have greatly contributed to the transnational development of organized crime groups. For instance, the internet offers easy, instantaneous and almost free communication means, but also commercial services on almost any kinds of good, be they legal or not, physical or virtual. Yet, some old-fashioned principles remain. The less participants involved know about each other and their clandestine mission, the more survivable their social network is. Joint tasks demand coordination and communication, while these circumstances threaten an organization's operational security and survival. To improve this trade-off, criminal organizations attempt to limit traces by safeguarding and scrambling communications. International data sharing methods, but also processes between LEAs, law enforcement agencies, will be key in the fight against organized crime and terrorist activity. Second, LEAs need tools to mine these data and extract from them features enabling the LEAs to better predict and anticipate crimes. Traditional predictive policing approaches generally extrapolate spatio-temporal patterns observed in crime records, which are sometimes enriched with external open data about demography, economic situation, and so forth. A lot of information is recorded during investigation. Police reports are another important type of data source. They are not easy to use for an automated machine analysis because of their lack of homogeneity and the grammatical and typology mistakes that require a higher and human level of interpretation. It could be useful to extract from these reports some information, for instance, named entities such as person names or addresses, to help investigation and judicial analysis. However, there is a major issue encountered by traditional predictive approaches, which is the bias toward geographic areas well covered by existing police forces, because more data is collected and recorded for these areas. There is a need to build a more contextual and event-aware model, which would rely on the previous standard model and extend it with indicators extracted from evenly distributed global data. Data has to come from multiple sources, from private police files to open sources. Among open sources data, one can use social media data. Links between individuals may enable police officers to extract intragroup communication patterns and to focus on the neighborhoods of these groups. Besides, highly dynamic social media or microblogging platforms like Twitter can be used to alert when an unusual event appears thanks to emerging topic detection techniques. Combining data from different sources leads to a more accurate crime modeling, allowing to focus on a specific area or type of crime. Open data provides an automatically updated source that can be combined with static knowledge to alert when there is an unusual event. Organized crime, wildcards, and dystopia. We cannot predict the future. The large number of variables involved in organized crime, the very rapid change in our societies and the complexity of the interrelations between actors make it very difficult to determine the future of the phenomenon. Long term is now very short. Given this situation, is it worth thinking about the future? Emphatically, yes. From the moment we think about the future, we introduce causal elements in its development. Thinking about the future is the first step in its construction. There are two ways to approach the study of the future. The first, from the present, through a descriptive analysis and detection and monitoring of new trends. The second, from itself, in a backcasting process, trying to avoid the biases that our knowledge and our previous experiences produce. This requires a high exercise of imagination and creativity. Our ability to discover the so-called unknown unknowns is very limited. But it is possible to work in the unknown knowns, that is to say that we could know several things if we asked the right person or if we used an appropriate methodology, and known unknowns, fields, that is to say there are things that we now know we do not know, so we would need to improve our research efforts. The past and the present, different geographical environments, and current global trends can combine different elements and generate alternative scenarios, some of them more favorable than others. We must avoid the present worst scenarios. It is an urgent and inescapable task, and we must do our best to get the most positive scenarios. The freedom of our societies depends on it. Tackling criminal phenomena that pose serious attacks on individual and collective rights and freedoms, human rights, good governance and democracy. Part 3. Use Cases. Operation Golf, a human trafficking case study. Operation Golf was a joint investigation between the Metropolitan Police Service, MPS, UK, 1 and the Romanian National Police, RNP, targeting a specific Romanian Roma organized crime group that is trafficking and exploiting children from the Romanian Roma community. This community is one of the poorest and most disadvantaged communities in Europe. This organized criminal network, OCN, has increased its activity since accession and is now trafficking entire families for forced criminality and benefit crime. Operation Golf concluded on 31 December 2010. The OCG were disrupted to a significant degree. However, the problem has not gone away. There are always more gangs who are willing to exploit the vulnerable of both adults and children from Europe's poorest communities. Police need to be proactive, seeking out the suspects and organizations and networks. They cannot rely on victims coming forward and presenting themselves and their stories to the police. We know where the crimes emanate from, and where and how the victims are exploited. We just need the will to go and find them. Human trafficking is a criminal business operation and needs to be seen as such. Radicalization in a regional context. Future perspective on possible terrorist threats and radicalization. What is it that drives people to become terrorists? That is best described as the process of radicalization. Unfortunately, there is no common background for being vulnerable to radicalization. The European Expert Group on Violent Radicalization states that one of the most significant understandings gained from academic research over the recent years is that individuals involved in terrorist activities exhibit a diversity of social backgrounds, undergo rather different processes of violent radicalization, and are influenced by various combinations of motivations. This is relevant not only with respect to the more recent expression of Islamist terrorism, but also as regards right-wing, left-wing and ethno-nationalist manifestations of such violence previously experienced in a number of European countries. Most later terrorists started their journey toward extremism between the age of 14 and 25. People at that age are looking for their independence and their own identity outside the parental home. If the feeling is strong enough to believe to change that situation and the feeling of powerlessness is big, the individual might find some easy-sounding solution from an extremist side. Usually it starts with a discussion about any topic of grievance and the offer to join the radical, but non-violent group. This would be the first step into radicalization. Nowadays, this can be done much easier with the possibilities of communication through the internet and Web 2.0 applications. Why do links between terrorism and crime increase? According to the evidences based during neither the last years, the convergence between terrorism and crime is not a relationship that needs to be proved nor a simple anecdote. Terrorist actors' participation in multiple criminal activities has been frequent and progressive. The growing convergence between terrorism and crime, for most in its organized dimension, has numerous consequences for different levels. Criminal groups' revenues received from their collaboration with terrorists bring a particular encouragement to the evolution of illicit economies, increase existing legal business costs on security, decrease efforts to create new ones and therefore restraining economic growth and development. Criminal activities are a fruitful source of funds and resources for terrorist actors. The latter's involvement in violent activities remains long-lasting, as well as its structures, which contributes to the impairment of security conditions. The destabilizing competence resulting from the convergence between terrorism and crime in countries in which this connection reaches its highest rates contributes to devolved controllability and repressive inefficiency problems previously existing, and creates a vicious dynamic in which both threaten to coexist and feedback off each other. The concern on terrorism and crime junctures probabilities is largely justified, especially when everything suggests that these threats will follow us for a long time. In this regard, the creation of coordination and cooperation mechanisms between security and intelligence departments with responsibilities on criminal and counter-terrorism researching opens up new development opportunities. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.